Section 6. Four Establishments of Mindfulness. Chapter 21. Awaiting His Time, Mindful and Clearly Comprehending. Bhikkhus. A bhikkhu should await his time mindful and clearly comprehending. This is our instruction to you. And how, bhikkhus, is a bhikkhu mindful? Here, bhikkhus, a bhikkhu dwells contemplating the body in the body, ardent, clearly comprehending, mindful, having put away covetousness and displeasure in regard to the world. He dwells contemplating feelings in feelings, mind in mind, phenomena in phenomena, ardent, clearly comprehending, mindful, having put away covetousness and displeasure in regard to the world. It is in such a way that a bhikkhu is mindful. And how, bhikkhus, does a bhikkhu exercise clear comprehension? Here, bhikkhus, a bhikkhu is one who acts with clear comprehension when going forward and returning, when looking ahead and looking aside, when drawing in and extending the limbs, when wearing his robes and carrying his outer robe and bowl, when eating, drinking, chewing his food and tasting, when defecating and urinating, when walking, standing, sitting, falling asleep, waking up, speaking, and keeping silent. It is in such a way that a bhikkhu exercises clear comprehension. A bhikkhu should await his time mindful and clearly comprehending. This is our instruction to you. Bhikkhus, while a bhikkhu dwells thus, mindful and clearly comprehending, diligent, ardent and resolute, if there arises in him a pleasant feeling, he understands thus: there has arisen in me a pleasant feeling. Now that is dependent, not independent. Dependent on what? Dependent on this very body. But this body is impermanent, conditioned, dependently arisen. So when the pleasant feeling has arisen in dependence on a body that is impermanent, conditioned, dependently arisen, how could it be permanent? He dwells contemplating impermanence in the body and in pleasant feeling. He dwells contemplating vanishing, contemplating fading away, contemplating cessation, contemplating relinquishment. As he dwells thus, the underlying tendency to lust in regard to the body and in regard to pleasant feeling is abandoned by him. If he feels a pleasant feeling, he understands it is impermanent. He understands it is not held to. He understands it is not delighted in. If he feels a painful feeling, he understands it is impermanent. He understands it is not held to. He understands it is not delighted in. If he feels a neither painful nor pleasant feeling, he understands it is impermanent. He understands it is not held to. He understands it is not delighted in. If he feels a pleasant feeling, he feels it detached. If he feels a painful feeling, he feels it detached. If he feels a neither painful nor pleasant feeling, he feels it detached. When he feels a feeling terminating with the body, he understands, I feel a feeling terminating with the body. When he feels a feeling terminating with life, he understands, I feel a feeling terminating with life. He understands, with the breakup of the body, following the exhaustion of life, all that is felt, not being delighted in, will become cool right here. Just as, bhikkhus, an oil lamp burns in dependence on the oil and the wick, and with the exhaustion of the oil and the wick, it is extinguished through lack of fuel. So too, bhikkhus, when a bhikkhu feels a feeling terminating with the body, he understands, I feel a feeling terminating with the body. When he feels a feeling terminating with life, he understands, I feel a feeling terminating with life. He understands, with the breakup of the body, following the exhaustion of life, all that is felt, not being delighted in, will become cool right here.